American History, Topic 3, Lesson 3, Latin American Diplomacy, The Story of U.S. Intervention and Diplomacy in Latin America. Setting the Stage, The Context of U.S.-Latin American Relations. Welcome back to class. I'm Justin, and I'll be your teacher for this lesson. Imagine the early 1900s. The United States is growing, both economically and politically, and it starts looking southward toward its Latin American neighbors. This time is characterized by a blend of ambition, ideology, and sometimes heavy-handed intervention. Let's explore how Presidents Theodore Roosevelt and William Howard Taft, as well as Woodrow Wilson, navigated this complex landscape. Roosevelt's and Taft's diplomacy. President Theodore Roosevelt believed in a strong America that could assert itself on the global stage. He introduced the Roosevelt Corollary to the Monroe Doctrine in 1904, stating that the U.S. would intervene in Latin America to maintain stability and order. This was based on the belief that European powers should stay out of the affairs of the Western Hemisphere. Roosevelt famously said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick," meaning that the U.S. should negotiate peacefully, but be ready to use force if necessary. Roosevelt's successor, William Howard Taft, shifted focus slightly with his dollar diplomacy. This approach encouraged U.S. investments in Latin America and sought to use economic power to promote American interests. The idea was simple. If the U.S. invested heavily in a region, it could help stabilize economies while also keeping European influences at bay. The Panama Canal. One of the most ambitious projects under Roosevelt's leadership was the construction of the Panama Canal. The canal was a crucial waterway that connected the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, significantly reducing travel time for trade and military vessels. But building the canal wasn't straightforward. It involved negotiating with Colombia, which owned Panama at the time. When negotiations failed, the U.S. supported a Panamanian revolution in 1903, leading to Panama's independence. Soon after, the U.S. secured the rights to build and control the canal. The Roosevelt Corollary. The Roosevelt Corollary was more than just a policy. It was a declaration of intent. It stated that the U.S. had the right to intervene in Latin America if countries were deemed unable to maintain order on their own. This set a precedent for U.S. intervention, which would be justified under the guise of promoting stability. Dollar diplomacy. Taft's dollar diplomacy aimed to extend American influence through economic means rather than military force. The strategy revolved around the idea that U.S. businesses could help stabilize regions by investing in infrastructure and local economies. For example, when instability threatened in Nicaragua, the U.S. intervened by encouraging American investments to stabilize the situation. Woodrow Wilson's diplomacy in Mexico. When Woodrow Wilson took office, he had a different vision for Latin America, focusing more on moral diplomacy. However, his approach also led to conflict, especially in Mexico. During the Mexican Revolution, Wilson faced challenges from various factions, including guerrillas, who used unconventional tactics to fight against the established order. The most notable incident was his pursuit of the rebel leader Pancho Villa, which led to a U.S. military expedition into Mexico in 1916. Wilson's interventions highlighted the complexities of U.S. involvement in Latin America and raised questions about American imperialism. I'm Justin. Until next time, study and review. Remember, your goal is to do well on your next test. Don't forget to review in your textbook as well and take the quiz that accompanies this lesson.